Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell me about National Organ Donor Day. What does it entail, and how long has it been going on?
Well, excellent question, Chris. National Donor Day, it's a day that gives us an opportunity to spread the awareness and education about organ, eye, and tissue donation. Also, a day that allows us to honor those who have provided organs, the families that have donated, the legacy of generosity and compassion. And we feel it dovetails nicely with the Valentine's Day as we talk about the heart. And what better way than talking about the heart than people have given organs upon their passing.
Are there figures available on what percentage of U.S. adults are actually signed up to be organ donors?
Yes, Chris. There's approximately 156 million adult Americans who have signed up and registered to be organ, eye, and tissue donors. That makes up about 60% of the population. So we encourage the other individuals to go on our site, organdonor.gov, look at and read the materials, and register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. We have 60%, but we recognize there's more work to be done.
When it comes to actual organ transplants, how have those figures come along in recent years?
Well, actually, for the last 6 years, we've reached an all-time high. In 2019, there were almost 40,000 organ transplants performed in the United States. Again, an all-time high. But again, we still recognize there's plenty of work still left to be done.
And I agree. From what you've just told us, obviously there has been improvement, and that's encouraging. What are the numbers when it comes to those who are waiting for an organ transplant, and how quickly does that list grow every single day?
Well, currently the waiting list is approximately 113,000 men, women, and children, which actually includes about 1,900 children waiting on a life-saving organ. The numbers are sobering that every 10 minutes another individual is added to that list, and unfortunately 20 people die each day while waiting for a gift of a life-saving organ. And so in keeping with our theme, there's more work clearly to be done as we want to get into an opportunity to reduce this number of people waiting for a life-saving organ.
And we should add one of the most sobering statistics, the fact that 20 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. Frank, that really hammers home the point you're making here.
We fully agree. We think that's why the numbers really speak to itself, and we know the American population and wants to help, and so we want to give everybody opportunity and let individuals know if you sign up to be an organ donor, you can save possibly up to 8 lives and enhance up to 75 more lives simply by your gift of life.
When we talk about, you know, having more than 100,000 people who are waiting for organ transplants, you know, is there one that is more prevalent than others? Is it heart? Is it kidney? Do you have that information?
Sure, Chris. By far, kidneys are the most needed organ. Kidneys make up a little over 90,000 people on the list. And so most people on the list are waiting for kidney transplants.
I know here in Texas, we have the option when we renew our driver license to become an organ donor. Is that the case in most states? And are there other easy ways to become an organ donor?
Yes, Chris. Thankfully to all the partners that have been working across the country, all our stakeholders and partners, when an individual goes to renew their license, get a new license, or as we know now, getting the new license cards, they have an opportunity to sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor there on site. The other way, we send people to our website, organdonor.gov. It will direct an individual to their state of residence where they also can sign up there to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. We say it just takes 5 minutes to save lives.
And finally, explain, if you would, why this is especially crucial for African Americans and what a significant difference they can make in this area.
You're absolutely right again, Chris. Currently, the waiting list is comprised of about 30% of African Americans. And so we feel like the African American population has the greatest opportunity for making an impact. And so we just want to send them to the organdonor.gov. Read the information, tackle some of the myths that are out there, look at some of the life stories that are there, and how people's lives have been changed and enhanced for the better, and then make a decision based upon all the information that's there on our webpage, organdonor.gov.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.